Amen. Praise God. Well, how many have their Bibles? Amen. Our assignment tonight is dealing with the Word of God. And to deal with it as applying it. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. But notice what it does not say. It does not say anything about the devil. It says nothing about the enemy. But it says that my people are perishing, or they are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? I always, you know, my response to myself is knowledge of what? And it has to be a knowledge of the Word of God. It has to be a knowledge of the Word of God. We have God's Word today. And today in our society, the Word is everywhere. There's no reason in the society, in the times that we're living in, for a shortage of the Word of God. No reason. Our foundation scriptures tonight is Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. And Mark chapter 11. Verse 22 through 24. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. Mark 11, 22 through 24. Praise God. How many know that the Word of God works? The Word of God works, Colin. Praise God. There's no problem with the Word of God. The problem lies within the believers working the Word of God. The Word of God works. There's enough power in the Word of God for you and I. If we use it, it's going to cause itself to come to pass. When studying this, I looked at, well, the foundation scripture in Isaiah 55, 10, 11 said, "For as the rain and the snow coming down from heaven, and return it not thither, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Then it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish or bring forth that which I please and prosper unto the things I sent it." Notice what it said. It said, "For as the rain and the snow coming down from heaven." Have you noticed that even in the desert, when it rains, things grow? Things begin to grow because the rain puts a demand on whatever's out there in the desert, and it's going to grow. It might be temporary, but because the rain comes down, he said, it's not going to return without doing its job. So God is saying, my word is the same way. It will not return void, inoperative, non-producing without doing his word. Because the word works. And all God is looking for is for you and I to work the word. That's all. That's all we have to do. God has given us his word. And all you and I have to do is like having the owner's hand manual on any appliances or car that we buy. And in the manual, it tells us how to operate the vehicle or how to operate this machinery. Now, you can go outside and say, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do it this way. And you won't get the results that you're supposed to get when you follow the owner's hand manual. Well, guess what? The Bible is God's manual. It's God's manual. He already tried it. He already knows that it works. It works. You don't have to try it. The Word of God works. And all you and I have to do is apply the Word of God to our situations, to our circumstances. The Word works. I looked over in Genesis chapter 1, in creation. And in the creation, God said, at least nine times. He could have said it just once, but he said at least nine times, and God say it, and God say it, and God say it, and he said, and God say it. While he's creating, he's speaking. While he's creating, he's speaking. He's showing us his MO, or his method of operation, on how God creates. God does nothing without first speaking it. Nothing. He does nothing without first speaking it. Did you notice what he said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, Genesis chapter 15, Genesis chapter 17? When he changed his name from Abram to Abraham, he, according to Romans chapter 4, verse 17b, that God calls those things that be not as though they were. He does not wait to the end. God already knows about the end. He already knows that we're winning, praise God. All God is waiting on, the scripture said, God is looking for somebody to show himself strong to. God is looking for somebody that say, God, here am I, praise God. Show yourself strong to me. But it's a spiritual law. Speaking the word of God is a spiritual law. You have to have it in your mouth. It has to be in your heart. And you don't get this overnight. It don't come, you know, just by doing this overnight. This has to be a lifestyle. Praise God. You have to make this a lifestyle. You can't do this, praise God, when you're just in trouble. You can't do this when trouble comes. You have to do this every day. You have to do this every day of your life, whether you feel good, whether the weather is good, whether things is going right. Anybody can praise God when everything is going right. Anybody can praise God when you got a bank full of money or a pocket full of money and everything is going well at home. But what about when trouble comes, praise God? What about when pain hits your body, praise God? What do you say then? What do you do then? Because in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 through 37, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. He's not talking about this blood pump. He's not talking about this blood pump, this heart. He's talking about the core of man. Proverbs 20:27 said, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What's in your heart? What have you been depositing in your heart? What have you been saying day in and day out? If we follow you around with a tape recorder, will we be surprised to hear what you say? Because if you have a bank account, you can only make a withdrawal from, you know, legally. You can only make a withdrawal from what you have deposited. Amen? You can only make a withdrawal from it. Now, we know you can do it illegal, but they have a place for the federal pen where they'll put you. We don't want to do that. But Jesus said this, the master, he knew about the power of words. He knew about the authority of words. We talk about the word of God. The word works. All you and I have to do is work it. That's all. It's a system. All we have to do is work it. For our finances, work it. For our marriage, work it. For our children, work it. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. A threefold cord is not easily broken, praise God. All we have to, the word of God works for our healing. Work it, praise God. The scripture said he sent his word and healed us and delivered us, praise God. The scripture said in Isaiah, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, what? We are healed. But Peter looked back at 1 Peter 2:24 and said, we were healed. And something has already been done. Now, I don't have to preach tomorrow. Precious is going to preach tomorrow. It's something that has already been done. It's been done already. It's been done. It's a done deal. Your healing was paid for the same day that our salvation was paid for. Your deliverance was paid for the same day that your salvation was paid for. It all happened the same day. Our prosperity, it all happened the same day. The same day. But there's something that you and I have to do. We have to appropriate the promises of God. All of us believe the word of God. We believe the word of God. As a matter of fact, they're not even promises anymore. They're facts. It is a fact, praise God, that he was wounded for my. It is a fact, praise God, that by his stripes I was healed. Then it's my responsibility to appropriate that promise, praise God, to walk in it, to call those things that be not as though they were. It makes no difference how I feel. It makes no difference what my body is saying. How many know your body talks to you? Oh, come on. Your body talks to you. How many coffee drinkers we have? That when you go on a fast, see, when I go on a fast, I have to talk to my body. And say, body, this is a spiritual law, I'm telling you. Looking into the mirror, I said, we're fasting today. I'm talking to you. You know, this is, I'm talking to my body, I'm talking to you. Do you hear me? Jesus said, you will obey me. Don't look at me like that. Because everybody, you didn't talk to your car, you didn't talk to your dog, you didn't talk to your plant, you didn't talk to the lawnmower. Praise God. You can't live in Northwest Indiana without talking to your car. Because that car talks to you. When it get cold, you know, out there you had that battery problem. It's, you know, it's saying we're not starting today. It's talking to you. It's speaking to you. This is a spiritual law. You have the right. Praise God. God has already spoke his word. He had already told you what he think about the situation. What are you saying about it? What are you saying about it? God had already told you what he thinks about your prosperity, what he thinks about your health, what he thinks about your children, what he thinks about your house, what he thinks about your marriage. God has already told you what he thinks. Now, what are you saying about it? It is a spiritual law. Proverbs 18:21 says, the power of death and life is in what? The tongue, and they that love it shall eat what? The fruit thereof. What are you producing? Because your tongue is producing something. What have you been saying all day long, all week long? See, it's easy to praise God when the praise team is up. It's easy to praise God and you get all caught up, glory to God. But what about Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday when all hell is breaking loose and coming against you? What do you say then? You don't have the praise team with you. The dance team, Carly is not dancing, praise God. Jim is not blowing the shofar. What are you doing then, praise God? It's easy to do this when we all come together. Hebrews 10:25 says, forsake not the assembly of yourself together as the manner of some men. We're supposed to come together and draw strength from one another. Praise God. It's like a gas station. But here's Solomon, the wisest man in the world, up to Jesus. He said, the power of death. Notice what he's saying. The power of death and life. Death and life is in the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What are you producing? What are you producing with your tongue? I didn't write this. This is the word of God. What are you producing? What are you saying all day? What are you saying all day? Praise God. I guarantee you, every time Jim or Carla or one of the men or women of God get up, they don't feel great every time they get up. But you don't hear them saying anything negative, do you? Because this is how this thing works. Either you license God to work for you, or you license the enemy to work for you. It's a spiritual law. But here you are, smack dab in the middle. You're in the middle, praise God. You're the one that authorized whether the angels go in action on your behalf. You're the one, praise God, that authorized whether the demons go in action on your behalf. What are you saying all day? What are you doing all day? You're the one that have the power of death and life is in your tongue. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2 says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. The word snare is a trap. You're trapping your own self. We give the devil too much credit. We give the devil too much credit. We're trapping our own self with our words. We're trapping our own self. And you say, oh, I didn't mean that. Well, remember, your spirit don't know that. Because the real you is your spirit, man. And your spirit is going to find a way to make whatever you say come to pass. It's a spiritual law. This is a spiritual law. Whether you know it or not, it don't matter. Ignorance is 9/10 of the law. Just because you didn't see that speeding sign up there don't mean that cop that knows the sign is up there and he's waiting just for you to run that sign is not going to give you a ticket. Of course, he had a quarter to meet as well. We're talking about the word. The word of God works. Now listen, Satan has no defense against the word. He has no, can you imagine the Indianapolis Colts or the Chicago Bears can be stopped? You can't stop them. You can't stop them. Satan has no defense against the word. He can't stop the word of God from working in your life. He can't stop it. He can't stop it. God won't stop it. The only one that can stop it is you. The only one that can stop the word of God from working in your life and on your behalf is you. You the only one can do. By what you say. You bind the angels. By what you say. Psalm 103:20 said, are not they all ministering spirits sent forth? They hearken to the word of the Lord. That word hearken in the Hebrew means they obey. They are obedient. And it's talking about the believers speaking the word of God in their mouth. Because you license whether the angels get up. They're bound. Unless you say something, they're not moving. You bind, you tie their hand, praise God. But when you begin to speak, they go into action. When you begin to speak, things begin to happen. Folks say they're waiting on God. No. God is waiting on you. God is waiting on the church to rise up and say something and do something. Nothing happens without somebody saying something first. Nothing happened in this earth without you and I saying something, whether it be prayer. Nothing happened without you and I saying something. You got to say something. And it does matter what you say. It does matter what you say. You have got to say something. And I can tell you right now, there's no neutrality in this. You can't be neutral. You can't be neutral in this. You have got to say something. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? What have you been depositing in your heart? What have you been saying? What have you been saying? Because, see, our spiritual birth, the heaven, is more real than this natural world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And in order to make things happen, we have to speak the word of God. We have to apply the word of God. You have to do something. You have to say something. Praise God. There's something you have to do. God has already done his part. He's waiting on you. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. You tie his hand when you don't say anything. I'm talking about speaking the word of God. I'm talking about applying the word of God to your situation. You can't come up with something new that God don't know about. You can't come up with something new that he don't have the answer for. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to say something so he can go in action on your behalf. He's waiting on you. All you have to do is open your mouth and begin to speak. But first you have to put something in there. First you have to put something in there. You have to make a deposit. What have you been depositing in your heart all day? You can't watch TV all day. And when the enemy come up against you, you have nothing to fight with. You have nothing to fight with. What do you say? What do? It's hard to build a house in the flood. Matter of fact, you can't do it. You cannot. It's impossible. That's why you and I must start now applying the word of God to every situation that we're faced. Whether it be healing, but by his stripes I'm healed. Whether it be finances, my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. A third John 2, beloved, I pray above all that I will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Listen, God said, in order to prosper, you must, he's talking about having a prosperous soul. Your soul consists of your mind, your will, your imagination, your intellect. But so he's saying you have to prosper from the inside out. You have to see yourself prosperous. How do you see yourself? What is the image that you have of yourself? What is the image? How do you see yourself? Praise God. What is that image that you have? Praise God. Because God already have an image of us. He already sees us as victorious. Deuteronomy 28, he already sees us as the head and not the tail. That's the way God sees us. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? What have you been saying all day? If somebody was to follow you around with a tape recorder, would they be surprised at what they hear coming out of your mouth? This is a spiritual law. And it makes no difference how old you are. It makes no difference how young you are. Because once you start hearing the word, you are responsible for what you do with what you hear. Once you hear the word, you're responsible for what you do with what you hear. Jesus only spoke what he wanted to come to pass. Mark chapter 11. He only spoke what he wanted to come to pass. He didn't speak idle words. Because every idle word, inoperative, you and I are going to have to give account of what we say. That's what he said, right? Y'all done got quiet on me. Mark chapter 11. We're talking about the word of God. Applying it. This is a system that God has put together. And God knows that it worked 9 times in the book of Genesis. And God said, his MO, his method of operation, he's showing us how it works. That if you speak it, and I'm not just talking about just speaking it. I'm talking about believing it. Praise God. I'm not talking about trying this. I'm talking about speaking the word of God, knowing that it's worked. Praise God. Listen, here it is. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Praise God. What do you have to lose? When God is given, we serve a God according to Numbers 23:19 that he can't lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Jeremiah 1:12 said God watches over his word to perform it. He watches over it. If you begin to speak the word of God, all you have to do is say, According to Isaiah 43:26, God said, put me in remembrance, praise God. Declare thou unto me that thou may be justified. Isaiah 45:11b said, concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. God is saying, remind me of what I said to you. He watches over his word. That's the word of God. And most time, our problem is we just read this like this is a newspaper. But this is the word of the living God to us. It has been given to us to straighten out our thinking so that we can think like God think, so that we can talk like God talk. We're supposed to be imitating God, not the world. We're supposed to be imitating God. We're supposed to be talking like God, praise God. We're supposed to be doing the same thing he did, he does. God called those things that be not as though they were. He spoke it into existence. Once you get the word down, then you Romans 10:17 says, for then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. You don't have no word, you can't have no faith. You have to have the word of God. We're talking about speaking and applying the word of God. The word works 100% of the time, not 99%. The word works. The word works. I don't care who you are. It's not based on our pigmentation. It's not based on where we was born. It's based on the word of God. If you believe it, God got the goods. If you believe the word of God, God has the good. All God is looking for is somebody to say, Father, I'm going to take you at your word. You said, by your stripes, I'm healed. I don't care what the pain is in my body, but by your stripes, I'm healed. I'm speaking your word. I'm applying. But then you must do something. Then you have to do something. You can't just lay there, praise God, and don't do nothing, praise God. You have to get up. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know anything about it. Oh, yes, I do. Praise God. Crippling, paralyzed from the waist down. They say, I have polyarthritis, rheumatic fever, which is a heart disease. They say, I had a fever of 103. They have no cure for polyarthritis. My knees begin to blow up like a balloon. But here's God. Somebody came in my room and began to challenge my faith and said, you say you're a preacher. But here's God. That same night, not the next year, not the next month, but the same night when I began to appropriate the word of God, the heal, the swelling left, praise God. All the fluid left my body. The fever left. They have no cure for polyarthritis, but I'm here today. Standing on the word of God. God's word works. God's word works. All God wants us to do is to stand on his word. It's to apply his word. You have to be a doer of the word. You have to be a doer. James said, faith without works or without the corresponding action is dead. You have to put action to your words, praise God. You have to do something. If you say it, you have to do it. If you believe you have a job, you have to do it. You might as well put on a shirt and a tie, praise God, and act like you have a job. That's faith in action, praise God. You have already released your faith with the word of God, and guess what? You'll have a job. This is a spiritual law. You have to be a doer of the word. The word works. The word of God works. Satan has no defense. There's nothing he can do to stop the word of God. Nothing he can do to stop the word of God. Praise God. He has to get you, get your tongue, get your words to side in with him. He has to get you to join in with him because he has nothing that can stop the word of God from working in your life. Nothing. Nothing. And all God wants you and I to do is to put the word in our mouth, begin to speak it. Begin. The scripture tells us to hold fast to your confession of faith. Hold fast to your confession. What have you been speaking? What have you been saying? Hold fast to it. Confess the word of God over your situation. It's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. Speak the word of God. Get it in your before your eyes. Proverbs 4, 20 through 23 talks about that. And he said, my son, attend unto my word, and incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, he said, for out of it flows the forces or the issues of life. He said, keep your heart. Praise God. Put the word down in you. Keep it before your eyes. Praise God. They have nothing on TV that's good anyway. Ain't nothing on TV that's good. Nothing. They don't report nothing. They're not reporting this. Praise God. They're not reporting souls being delivered, souls being saved. They're not reporting this. All you hear is murder, rape. Let me move on off of that. Praise God. Nothing's good. They're not telling you nothing that's good. Mark chapter 11. I got to close out. Verse 22. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, notice what he says. He's talking about speaking it. Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. It's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask or desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Psalm 37 and 4 said he'll give you the desires of your heart. What's in your heart? Can we back up to verse 12? Let's look at verse 12. I said something earlier about speaking, when you're speaking to yourself. Now, all of us do it. All of us. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hand that's talk to yourself. As long as you don't answer. Anyway. All of us talk to ourselves. All of us do it. And I know the women's in here that have plants. I'm not going to talk about the animals, the dogs and the cats that they talk to. Amen, somebody. Look at verse 12. Praise God. Verse 12, Matthew 11. Because I'm showing you, when I say this, I'm giving you the word of God. It's not based on what I think. It's based on what the word of God has already said. What I think doesn't matter, but what the word of God does. What the word of God said, it does matter. Praise God. It's a spiritual law. It said, now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry, talking about Jesus. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see it. Perhaps he would find something on it. They called it in the world false flagging. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For it was not the season for it. Now listen. Notice what it says. In response, that mean the tree said something to him. That's it said in response, Jesus said to it. That mean that the tree spoke to Jesus. It had to. Jesus didn't want just going around speaking to trees unless he had to. He don't speak idle words. He had to. The tree spoke to him. It said in response. That means if I speak to you, you're responding to me. Amen? Come on, work with me. If I speak to you, this is not a trick question. If I speak to you, you're speaking, when you're responding, you are speaking back to me. Right? Thank you. It said in response. Jesus said to it. So the tree, what did the tree say to Jesus? All you Bible scholars. What did the tree say to Jesus? Because the tree is false flagging. It has leaves, but there's nothing on it. It has no fruit. So the tree is saying to Jesus, you're not getting any today. The tree is saying, you're not eating today. That's what the tree said. Okay? But notice what Jesus did. Exactly. But notice what Jesus did. He spoke the desire in the results. What do you want? Praise God. What do you want to happen? You have to speak the desire in results. All my children are saved. They baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, working in the ministry, praise God. Every last one of them, praise God. They're filled with the Holy Ghost. My husband is a believer, praise God. He's working in the ministry, praise God. You have to speak the desire in results. What do you want, praise God? What do you want to happen? I got to quit. What do you want? You have to speak the desire and the results. If you don't want it, then you don't speak it. Because the word works. You have to apply the word to your situation. You have to apply. Jesus spoke the desire and results. He spoke, and what he said went all the way down. You can't kill a tree. You can't, boy, the trees got better sense than the church folks. Let me do it right here, 2 minutes. Because what the tree do is called intercommingling. They're joining a root with another tree in the next yard. The tree keep joining roots and roots. You can have a small tree like this and go out there and try to pull it up. What happened is the tree and tired roots, he's trying to tell us something, that we should do the same thing. Why don't we do the same thing that the tree is doing? Why don't we connect and join roots? Why don't we join roots together that when this visit is going forth, that we cast our net together and spread out together? That, you know, it's hard to bring us down when you work together. Praise God. He said, notice what Jesus said in response to that. He said, let no man eat fruit from you forever. In order for that to happen, it has to go to the roots. It has to go to the roots. You have to speak the desire in results. What have you been saying? I'm going to have to cut off. What have you been saying? What have you been depositing in your heart? What have you been saying? It's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual. You know, we take it so lightly. We take it so lightly that, you know, we just say things, and to us it don't mean anything. But it's a spiritual law. But you must remember, you are a spirit. You have a body. And the body just gives you the vehicle to travel in this world. When you begin to speak words, brother, you're licensing somebody to bring it to pass on your behalf. You and I must apply the word of God. You have to apply it to your situation. I don't care what it is, car, house, land, whatever, you have to apply it. The word works. It works. And all you have to do is work the word. Father, we just praise you. We give you all the praise and all the glory.